Station of the planet. Resistance is futile. The revolution has begun.
You're listening to Rebelpreneur Radio, helping you break the rules and build the business you need for the life you want. And now, broadcasting his pirate signal
from somewhere beyond the status quo,
here's your host, best-selling author, marketing and media strategist, Ralph Brogdon.
Hello and welcome to Rebelpreneur Radio. It's the show that helps you build the business you need so you can live the life you want. I'm Ralph Brogdon. I think probably the foundation for any personal or professional success is your mindset. And I've really been on this thing lately of talking about mindset. I wish that I could say to a client, here's a module on mindset, and if you just do these 8 lessons, your mindset will be set for the rest of the time that we work together. But mindset is a tricky thing because you can be feeling on top of the world today, and you can be feeling below the earth tomorrow. So it requires maintenance. That's my point. It's not checking off mindset as if it's a thing that I just completed and now I can move on to something else. But mindset is an ongoing, continual process of learning and unlearning and relearning. So that's why you need a coach. Today's guest is a motivation and mindset expert. She is Carrie Denton, and she is an Australian award-winning women's empowerment coach and mindset mentor. She is a professional author, a motivational speaker, and an international certified NLP master practitioner and life coach. So if she can't help you, you're beyond help. I'm just kidding, but I'm sure that she can help you. She is a global leader in personal growth and transformation. Carrie Denton joining us now all the way from Australia. Good day, mate.
Hello, good day. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Absolutely. That was my poor attempt at an Australian accent with a southern twang from the southern United States. So I don't think that went over very well. Be that as it may.
No.
So glad to have you on and to hear your take on motivation and mindset. As I said, critically important, something that we talk about all the time here. And everyone has a different story, a different background to tell. Tell us your story of who you are and how you came to be.
Okay, well, thank you for the introduction. I live in Sydney. I was born and raised here my entire life. I have worked in the healthcare sector for over 30 years as a women's health practitioner. I currently have my own business online. I'm a women's empowerment coach and mindset mentor. The two go together. Empowerment means being in a constant state of self-awareness, but without setting yourself up first with a positive mindset, the two won't marry together. I have helped women from all over the world, and as you said, I specialize in personal growth. I offer the women's empowerment coaching, mindset mentoring, but I'm also a professional author. I've created a library of personal development toolkits. I got started, which actually my business was born out of my own personal life challenge. As stated, I've always worked in health. I was incredibly healthy, active, fit, on top of the world, had everything at my feet. And one day I began to get sick. I then saw what it was like to be on the other side. I was facing a life-threatening illness, and I was under a cardiologist, an allergy specialist, every doctor you could possibly have, and nobody could find the symptoms of what was causing. I had heart disease. I began to get extremely depressed. I lost all my self-confidence. I lost the will to even get out of bed. I decided that in order to address my physical health, I first had to address my mental and emotional health, which is your mindset. I went over to Hawaii for a couple of weeks and did a lot of soul searching. I didn't want to die. I have two children. I had a whole life in front of me. And I took the time to reflect on, I had heard many times about this manifestation and positive energy, and I was like, okay, well, what actually is positive energy? And I'm sure it's a lot more than just closing your eyes and manifesting, okay, I'm all better again. I began to write down little affirmations that would trigger something emotionally in me, and a three-step process that I began to use every morning just to get out of bed. I came back home to Sydney and I was feeling mentally stronger, which then led me to be able to concentrate on what could be causing the heart disease. We eventually found out I was severely allergic to fish oil supplements. It wasn't the fish oil, it was an ingredient in it that I was allergic to. Yeah. I'm a very strong supporter of taking any kind of supplement that will get you better. Once I addressed that and I began to get better, I decided that I would publish all those little affirmations and that process that mentally put me in the mindset to get up out of bed and fight my way back. When you think you've got absolutely nothing left to give, you can find out that you actually do, and you unleash this kind of inner strength that keeps you going and takes you back to where you were, and your spirit begins to soar again. That little book, which is a handbag book, I didn't want a great big thick clinical book because, let's face it, you don't have the energy and you're depressed to start reading all these case studies.
They might not finish reading it.
And this little book just became, it had a life of its own, and I self-published it, I sent it out, it was picked up by the red carpet gift bags for all the major Hollywood awards like Golden Globes and the Emmys and the Oscars. It was in the gift bag twice for the Oscars, and it took on an international success story of how something so simple and straightforward can have such an impact on your motivation and your mindset. And then I decided that, as I had worked in health my entire life and I had worked many, many years teaching stress management, personal growth, I would start my own business because I thought that this is where I could excel and help others to lift themselves up and go on. So that's where my business started.
Powerful. So is there something special about women that would be different from men? Because you're focusing on women, empowering women. And I know men and women are biologically different, but is there something unique about women that requires special attention in the area of empowerment and motivation?
I don't think there is anything unique, no. I actually sell a lot of my workbooks to men. Mm-hmm. I mentored in America, a TV reality show called Mr. Supranational USA, and they were all male contestants, obviously. And no, we do require the same amount of focus, clarity, guidance, both sexes either way. I have always worked in women's health, and I believe your expertise should be zoned in on what your background is. But I have a son, I have a daughter. I think we all have the same challenges. I think women do tend to juggle a lot more in their life. I think women put their own me time and self-care on the back burner possibly a little bit more because they're here for so many different roles. But at the end of it, no, I don't think there's much difference at all.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think you're right that women have unique challenges. Hey, I have a wife and I have daughters and I have a granddaughter, and I'm all for empowering women, and I love movies that have a strong female lead. I like women. What can I say? Guys are different, and we have different things that motivate us and different things that empower us compared to women. But I think you're right, Carrie, that human nature is such that we all have the same basic needs, the same basic sense of worth and value, motivation, the need to feel like what we are doing matters, that we are important, that we are known and liked. And all of these are pretty basic across all the human experiences. What really got my attention when you were sharing your story, you developed a three-step process just to get out of bed in the morning. I think that's a tremendous hook, and I can't let you get away from me without diving in and finding out more. If you're willing to share with our listeners that three-step process, or the three-step process that you created just to get out of bed, because there may be people listening right now who latch onto that and say, yeah, I need that help in that area. Would you be willing to share that?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. As I mentioned, it all gets down to stepping into your own positive energy. And the three-step process came out of focusing first on what is positive energy, how do you get it, and how do you maintain it. Now, I developed an eight-step process first into addressing every single aspect of positive energy, which to me means living a complete holistic lifestyle. So the eight steps are, first off, what is it that you eat? How much exercise do you have? How much sleep do you have? How do you handle stress? How good you are to yourself and to others? How grateful you are, and knowing why. That's the key. Everybody can be grateful, but do you really understand deep in your heart and soul why you're grateful? Your body language and your posture also plays into positive energy. And then the eighth one, being the holy grail of them all, is your mindset. If you can tap into that mindset every single morning and set yourself up in the right frame of mind, you're more likely to have a better day. And all that I concentrated on breath work. You wake up, you take a few minutes, whether it's in the bathroom or with your coffee on the lounge, but before the baby wakes up, just find yourself 5 minutes every single morning. Sit, calm, peace, breathe. Then the three-step process is to visualize. We are all made up of very different states that we go in and out of every single day. States is a mental imagery. It can be you're happy, you're sad, you're angry, whatever. Visualize yourself in a happy state. If you can't do that, think back to when you were happy. What were you doing? Play this little scene out in your mind so you visualize happy and positive. The second step is address your self-talk. It has got to be positive and inspiring. Design your own little affirmation, how I did. I had many, many different affirmations. My business is called Motivation to Conquer. My affirmation obviously was, I have so much motivation to conquer my health and get my life back. So you've set up a visual image of that. You've added a positive affirmation. And the third step is you have to add an emotion to it, your feeling. And with that, you literally feel yourself happy. You feel yourself healthy and glowing and fit and taking on the world. You add on that three-step process every single morning. It's going to raise your vibe up, which is your flow, give you that energy to push you along and set yourself up for the whole day. And you also have to be consistent. You do it throughout the day. Whenever you start to feel your state slipping and your mood starts to change, snap back into your three-step process. You have to do it over and over. The more you do it, the more power you're going to gain by it. The more consistent you are, the stronger it's going to get. You can't just do it once and then forget about it and then another week later, oh, yeah, I'll do it. It has to be done repeatedly over and over and over to gain that power and to gain that momentum.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about in the beginning. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just do a mindset thing, a mindset retreat, and just download all the information on how to get your mindset where it needs to be, and then you're set for the rest of your life. But what you just said shows that it's a continual process, not just daily, sometimes moment by moment, several times a day. And I think, see, if you agree, the reason that is because, well, you're in a negative environment. You have things on the outside coming against you all the time. But you've got thousands and thousands of negative thoughts that you habitually take in and entertain and develop, and you do it without thinking because now it's habitual. You got to turn the positive affirmation and thinking and visualization. That's got to be habitual so that that's what you're doing on a regular basis. But that's more than just doing it once in a while. It's doing it and learning to make that a lifestyle, isn't it?
It is a lifestyle and it is permanent. Like my illness happened to me in 2018 and I'm still doing my three-step process over and over every single day. Like we are not robots. We can't be in a constant state of positivity and happiness. We do begin to get tired. Our energy begins to fall. But if you keep doing your process, the chances of you being able to cope better, become more resilient, handle life better by doing it over and over are far greater than not. You learn to flip the switch. You learn to start to block out the negativity and be more aware. Again, back to that self-awareness. Always try and be in a constant state of self-awareness, checking in with yourself, talking with yourself, playing the little scenes out in your mind and focusing more on the positive rather than the negative. You do begin to think clearer and you do begin to find solutions to your challenges and your problems far easier and a lot more often than dwelling on the negative and starting to over-obsess about everything.
Very powerful and transformational if we can get ourselves to do that. And that's why we need coaches and mentors to remind us and encourage us and support us along the way. So with all the people that you've worked with, what in your experience is the biggest thing that holds people back from developing the mindset, the motivation to really fulfill their purpose and their potential? Is there a common problem that seems to come up over and over again?
The biggest problem that I seem to encounter over and over again is that people just become stuck. They become stuck, they become lethargic, they lose direction, they lose focus, they lose their passion, and they don't know how to find their way back out. They start to focus more on the, oh, why bothers, and it's not going to work, and I don't even know what I want, and I thought if I did this I'd be happy, but I'm still not feeling fulfilled. And I think that is the most common in most women, even men that I have mentored, whether it be a fitness challenge, a work challenge, a relationship challenge, a financial challenge, whatever, is they're just stuck in the mindset that they just can't seem to find their way out. And that's where I come in and really help them. Like our superpowers are our self-belief and our self-confidence and, of course, in our well-being. If you start to believe that things will work out and even if they don't, it's a lesson learned on how to do something better next time. Like just try and gain the clarity. And even like I say to someone, what makes you happy? It sounds like a very simple, straightforward question, but it's actually really, really loaded. And it's like, I don't really know. Like, is it the simple pleasures in life or is it being promoted in that job that you've worked so hard to get? I don't really know. So we work a lot on something so straightforward. What actually makes you happy? Where are you now? Where do you want to go? And begin to build around that. And motivation means motive. Like your motive for wanting to do something first has to come about knowing what it is you first want. So I think that is the most common that I see in nearly every client. And even with my toolkits, because I offer complimentary email coaching with that, is where do I start? I don't even know, like, which toolkit, which workbook, what, I don't even know where to start. And that's because they're just stuck in that mindset that they don't know where to start and they don't know how to get out of it.
Is that really true, or is it just that it feels like so much effort and so much work to find yourself and to turn things around? It's like a learned helplessness, like, well, I don't know what I want.
And they don't have a growth mindset. Hmm. I think, right, once that they can work out what it is that they want, and they do need to do the work, it's not just going to come, and make a plan, an action plan. What outcomes do you want? How are you going to measure if you get there, or if you're traveling in the right way? It gives new energy to something. And that gets back to the positive. We're all made up of energy. Everything comes back to energy. Just pull them up out of that fog and that slump. And yes, they do find the answers within themselves, because that's what needs to happen. You have to find your own answers. A good coach or a good mentor just guides and prompts the questions, but you yourself need to find the answers, because you're the only one living your life. Mm. You're the only one that knows where you're at and where you want to go.
Mm. Yeah, so a good coach or mentor is going to be someone who helps their clients to see that they do know, they can know, and just give them the support and the encouragement they need. No one can tell someone else what their purpose in life is. That's something that they have to understand and decide. Wonderful.
Exactly.
So
the self-belief, the self-belief part, like, mm-hmm. we've all got the same amount of strength inside of ourselves, the inner strength, but sometimes you need help believing that inner strength is there. It's like a muscle. You've just got to work on it and strengthen it, and then it will get better over time, and you've got to accept the word over time. Nothing is a quick fix. Mm. Everything does take work.
Yeah, that's another challenge with our mindset, our modern mindset, our societal evolution, or some would say devolution, is that we want everything instant answers, instant success, instant transformation, and all the wonderful things in life happen over a process of time. It doesn't happen instantaneously. Having said that, you can shift your state, shift your energy, shift your emotion by deciding to focus on what is positive. What am I thankful for? And being mindful of where my focus is right now. That's not a quick fix either, but it can rapidly shift by choosing your focus. It can shift your emotion and your state. And then it's learning to do that and not indulge that negative feeling. And that I thought it was a great example you use of a muscle. You learn to work that muscle, that positivity muscle, that mindfulness muscle. Wonderful. So this has application for everybody, whether you're in business for yourself, whether you work for someone else, or whether you're retired. No matter what challenge you're facing, your mindset and your motivation has a lot to do with how you choose to respond to life, how you choose to respond to obstacles and problems. And if you're struggling, get help. Reach out for someone. Reach out, get coaching, get counseling, whatever it is you need to take care of you and to get your mindset where it needs to be. So, Carrie, how do you work with people when they look you up, they find out about you? How do you work with them? What is your process like?
My process, first off, is to learn mindfulness, because that was my biggest challenge. I was hyperactive and I was not used to being idle. I was not used to being down. I know that meditation has helped so many people, so I learned how to meditate and practice mindfulness. So we start every single session with a mindfulness exercise. It just puts you in the now. This is your time. You relax, Your subconscious opens up a little bit more. It only takes 5 minutes. We start then. Every client is different. Every one of us are unique and special in our own ways. So therefore, every client needs something that's personalized to them. However, we do always start with what is it that you want? We go through a happiness audit. We go through the 8 steps of the positive energy. We work out goals. We work out plans. We work out actions. We learn skills and strategies, coping strategies in particular. Just look at the entire thing as the bigger picture, then we break it down into smaller pictures. Mm. The breath work is a very big part, and the motivation and the mindset is foremost, because without having the mindset and the frame of mind and the acceptance and the willingness to take self-responsibility, there's not a coach on the planet that can really, really help you. You've got to put in your side and meet the coach or the mentor halfway. So we do a lot of work around that. The changing of the states is incredibly important. Learning how to block the negativity so you can shift your states into something more positive. Learning how to incorporate all your own me time, putting yourself first, that too, like your own worth, your own self-value, everything is a huge part of your success. And your success looks different to everybody. What success is the same as what does happiness mean to you? Well-being comes from being happy. Physical, mental, emotionally, spiritual, intellectually, everything plays into your well-being, and that is what we really try and focus on.
What I like about your approach is how practical it is. When you're talking about your process, there's no woo-woo here. There's no, let's just float on a cloud and you know, gaze at our navel. These are all practical things, breath work and the exercises you're taking people through and the action steps. It's all very practical to get the mind and the motivation where it needs to be. That's what I like about what you're doing and how practical and hands-on it is. So these are skills that anybody can learn. And if it can be learned, it can be taught. If it can be taught, you can learn it and you can be so good at it that you can teach it to other people. I like that. So it's not for really super connected people, but just learn these basic skill sets. And you also can get these results. Wonderful, wonderful, love it.
And focus on moving forward in life.
Mm. Absolutely, absolutely. Carrie, what are you working on right now? I'm sure you're busy. What are you working on right now that's got you really excited?
I have just released my latest workbook, which is Motivation and Mindset.
There you go.
And I'm now working. I'm a master trainer of NLP, and the entire course is extremely extensive, intensive, and time-consuming. And so I am currently working on compiling it down into a very straightforward certificate program, being the fundamentals of NLP. NLP is all about tapping into your senses, and as I've said, I use those 3 senses, the sight, the sound, the feeling, everything, every day, all day, every day. So I'm putting a small program together that can help people just get on with their lives and take these simple steps and strategies without having to study the great in-depth course.
Sure. Well, that sounds like it's valuable. How is the best way for people to reach out to you to find out more about that and about the other products and services that you have?
My website is kerry.denton.com.au, or you can message me directly through my Facebook page, Motivation to Conquer.
Motivation to Conquer on Facebook, and kerrydenton.com.au. We'll have that website link on the Rebelpreneur website as well for anyone who wants to follow up and get more intentional about developing their motivation and mindset. So, Carrie, this has been really fascinating. I love talking to mindset coaches and getting the approach. I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing, and I hope you keep up the good work. Any final thoughts or words of wisdom you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, yes. Just wake up every morning and put yourself into a new positive mindset, knowing it's a new day, it's a new opportunity, and it's new energy.
Wonderful. New day, new opportunity. Carrie Denton, carriedenton.com.au, motivation and mindset coach, mindset mentor. She is an Australian award-winning women's empowerment coach. So check her out there or on Facebook. Carrie, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today on Rebelpreneur Radio. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
You've been listening to Rebelpreneur Radio with Ralph Brogdon. Download the show notes and much more at rebelpreneur.com.